An outstanding experience in Australia. On Sabbath, May 25, 1895, we had a precious meeting in the hall where our people meet at North Fitzroy. For several days before the meeting, I knew that I was expected to speak in the church on Sabbath, but unfortunately I had a severe cold and was quite hoarse. I felt inclined to excuse myself from this appointment, but as it was my only opportunity, I said, "I will place myself before the people, and I believe the Lord will answer my earnest prayers, and remove the hoarseness so that I can present my message to the people." I presented to my Heavenly Father the promise, "Ask, and it shall be given you, seek, and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If ye, then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him?" The Word of God is sure. I had asked, and I believed that I would be enabled to speak to the people. I selected a portion of Scripture, but when I rose to speak, it was taken from my mind, and I felt impressed to speak from the first chapter of 2 Peter. The Lord gave me special freedom in presenting the value of the grace of God. I was enabled by the aid of the Holy Spirit to speak with clearness and power. At the close of my discourse, I felt impressed by the Spirit of God to extend an invitation for all those to come forward who desired to give themselves fully to the Lord. Those who felt the need of the prayers of the servants of God were invited to make it manifest. About 30 came forward. Among those were the wives of the brethren F., who for the first time made manifest their desire to come near to God. My heart was filled with unspeakable gratitude because of the movement made by these two women. I could then see why I was so earnestly moved to make this invitation. At first I had hesitated, wondering if it were best to do so when my son and I were the only ones whom I could see who would give us any help on that occasion. But as though someone had spoken to me, the thought passed through my mind, "Cannot you trust in the Lord?" I said, "I will, Lord." Although my son was much surprised that I should make such a call on this occasion, he was equal to the emergency. I never heard him speak with greater power or deeper feeling than at this time. He called upon brethren Fawkhead and Salisbury to come forward, and we knelt in prayer. My son took the lead, and the Lord surely indicted his petition, for he seemed to pray as though in the presence of God. Brethren Fawkhead and Salisbury also presented fervent petitions, and then the Lord gave me a voice to pray. I remembered the sisters F., who, for the first time, were taking a public stand for the truth. The Holy Spirit was in the meeting, and many were stirred by its deep movings. At the close of the meeting, many pressed their way to the platform, and taking me by the hand, requested me with tears in their eyes to pray for them. I answered heartily, "I will." The sisters F. were introduced to me, and I found that their hearts were very tender. The mother of one of the sisters who has now taken her position on the truth, has been a most bitter opposer, and has threatened that if her daughter did become a Sabbath keeper, she would not allow her to enter her home, for the mother would look upon her as a disgrace to the family. Mrs. F. had often made the statement that she would never join the Seventh-day Adventists. She had been brought up in the Presbyterian Church, and had been educated to think that it was very improper for women to speak in meeting, and that for a woman to preach was altogether beyond the bounds of propriety. She enjoyed hearing Elders Daniels and Corliss, and thought them very clever speakers, but she would not listen to a woman's preaching. Her husband had prayed that God would so arrange matters that she might be converted under the ministry of Sister White. When I made the appeal, and urged those to come forward who felt their need of drawing nearer to God, to the surprise of all, these sisters came forward. The sister who had lost her little one, said that she was determined that she would not move forward, but the Spirit of the Lord so forcibly impressed her mind that she dared not refuse. "I feel so grateful to my Heavenly Father for His loving kindness in bringing these two precious souls to unite with their husbands in obeying the truth. Dash.